morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The tobacco industry's business model. Step one, get them young. Nearly all smokers start by age 18. Step two, make them lifelong customers. Over half will die from smoking. Step three, find replacement smokers. Step four, repeat. Step one.
The tobacco industry will stop at nothing to get kids addicted. But if kids don't start, smoking stops. Join the fight against tobacco at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Wheat seed prices are down this year, and that makes planting some high-quality, high-test-weight seed wheat a great deal this fall. Shirley Farms can offer you Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba seed wheat at a great price. Give Joe Shirley a call at 580-748-0900. Great quality and low prices. Call Joe at 580-748-0900. Shirley Farms in Alva with Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba. 580-748-0900.
President Trump's effort to have his Environmental Protection Agency repeal the Obama EPA's much-criticized Waters of the U.S. rule is likely to end up in court. But an American Farm Bureau official is hopeful the repeal will be upheld. When it comes to WOTUS and the pending EPA rule to repeal it, AFB's Don Parrish is sure of one thing.
Are the environmentalists going to challenge that? Absolutely. But we think, given the problems with the rule, the lack of paying attention to what Congress intended, the lack of the agencies working together, there's a lot of things out there that really we think is going to give this administration a really good opportunity to withdraw this rule, even if it is challenged in court.
A federal court in Ohio put WOTUS on hold and suggested there was a strong chance the Obama EPA and the Corps of Engineers failed to comply with the Supreme Court's instructions in previous Clean Water Act cases and that the rulemaking process was suspect. According to a report from the GAO, the EPA misused social media to promote its WOTUS rule.
The way this agency used social media, they intended to mislead the public. They intended to try to sell the public on a rule that didn't do what in black and white the rule did. And that was a problem.
The Trump EPA will now hold listening sessions for the public starting September 19th, with a session devoted just to agriculture on October 17th. Parrish says Congress never intended WOTUS to regulate ditches, farm ponds, and other land features that are not streams, and the Trump EPA could simply let the law revert to the 1986 pre-WOTUS statute. But the hearings are intended to help decide what comes next. And moving on now, Heather Buckmaster, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Beef Council, joined our Farm Director Ron Hayes in studio last week to discuss the Beef Council's upcoming blood drive in partnership with the Oklahoma Blood Institute, happening this Friday, September 1st. Buckmaster invited everyone to participate in this annual event to, quote, beef up our blood supply.
We know right before vacation time periods like Labor Day or Memorial Day, they have a lack of blood. People aren't giving as much. And so we do these blood drives to help drive more people into the Blood Institute to give more blood. But also when you come in that day for an incentive, we will be helping to beef up the donor's iron with an all-beef hot dog, and then they also have a choice of a Bedlam t-shirt.
This blood drive has become even more important as the Oklahoma Blood Institute is now helping its partners in South Texas that can't supply blood to area hospitals due to flooding caused by Hurricane Harvey. If interested in giving blood this Friday, you can call 1-877-340-8777 or visit OBI.org to make your appointment at any of the 9 OBI donor centers located across the state. You got farm news on Ron.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine? Well, look no further than P&K Equipment at the John Deere 5085E utility tractors. These 85-horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/27/17. Includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.